Turning now to some news from the world of sports. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins needed a bounce-back game after suffering a 9-2 loss to the LA Kings at home. And true to their modus operandi this season, they got their bounce back on the road, opening up a tight 3-2 game in the third period to beat the Jets in Winnipeg 6-2, a good start to the team's critical six-game road trip. The first period produced the kind of open-ended pond-style hockey that tends to drive coaches crazy. It's fun for fans if you like goals, and the Bruins and Jets traded them back and forth early and often. Patrice Bergeron got it started just a minute and a half into the game, taking a beautiful feed from Brad Marchand near the crease to tuck home his 20th goal of the year. He would add number 21 in the third period, along with a very surprising highlight, and more on that in a minute. But that first period was short on defense, with five goals scored between the two teams. Brad Marchand giving the Bruins a 3-2 lead as he continues his torrid pace toward a career-high year for goals scored if he can stay healthy and out of the penalty box. Marchand took a feed at center ice just before the period ended and blasted by the Winnipeg defense, getting in all alone for a breakaway deke to his backhand, going top shelf for his team-leading 26th goal of the season. Things settled down in the second period, no goals scored there, and the Bruins pulled away in the third, scoring three unanswered goals for the win, but not before Patrice Bergeron did something he'd only done once before in 13 regular NHL seasons, get into a fight. Yes, Bergeron elected to drop the gloves with former Bruins teammate Blake Wheeler, another skilled player not known for fisticuffs. The bout didn't last long, but it did seem to light a fire into the Bruins, who then got goals from Bergeron, David Pastrnak, and Jimmy Hayes to seal the victory. Brett Connolly, who's been snake-bit on goal scoring all season, did add three helpers to get on the score sheet. Next up for the Bees is a matinee tilt against the Wild in Minnesota. And the Montreal Canadiens are back in action tonight, looking to extend their current winning streak to four games against the Buffalo Sabres. At Fenway Park tonight, it won't be baseball taking center stage, still a little too cold for that. Instead, it's the second day of the U.S. Grand Prix Big Air Competition ski and snowboard event. And you have to do something pretty spectacular to make Fenway's famed Green Monster look small. The 37-foot-high wall, though, is dwarfed by the 14-story-high ski ramp jump that will be braved by some of the 75 athletes from 25 countries competing in men's and women's snowboarding and free skiing at the country's oldest ballpark. Those athletes include Vermont's 18-year-old snowboarding sensation Ty Walker of Stowe and Olympic silver medalist Devin Logan of West Dover. After three runs on day one of the competition, the leaders in the women's division were Julia Marino in first place, Jenna Blassman in second, and Brooke Voigt in third. Again, that competition continues at Fenway Park tonight. Men's college hockey last night, the Middlebury Panthers were taking on number 6-ranked Williams. It was a spirited contest that went to overtime when Middlebury's Zach Wire tied the game at 4 with a little more than 3 minutes to go in regulation. But 1 minute into overtime, Colby Cretella scored to give the Fs a 5-4 victory. The two teams will go at it again tonight at Kenyon Arena.